One other thing I was going to ask you, and then I want to get to your last case. Just want to sort of divert out and just bring up an issue that I'm just kind of curious about what your thoughts are, which is the patient with FL and early relapse and how you define early relapse, what it means in terms of prognosis, and how you manage patients like that.
Patients that are progressing early, I think the very first thing that you need to do is rebiopsy the patient.
Well, first of all, how would you define early?
2 years.
2 years from diagnosis or end of treatment?
2 years from the initiation of treatment. So some patients will get diagnosed and get watched for 2 years. So once they start treatment, if they progress within 2 years, so I guess 18 months from the finishing treatment.
Right.
Those patients, and, you know, we've seen the data now that these patients tend to do well. But I think as oncologists, this is not too much of a surprise. You know, patients that have early relapse with any disease, we're in trouble. And so, you know, I think the patients that progress within 2 years of therapy with R-CHOP, I usually will do bendamustine. I think there's pretty good data that bendamustine is different enough from Cytoxan that I usually give them another opportunity to have a long remission. If they relapse again early, so 2 relapses within 2 years of initiation of therapy, that's when these are the patients I'm looking for, things like autotransplant, allotransplant, et cetera. But I usually, for example, if a patient progresses the first time within 2 years of BR or R-CHOP, I don't automatically go to transplant or something more aggressive. Usually I'll try to one alternate regimen with a biopsy to make sure they're not transforming.